Hello, I'm Jaime Gutierrez, and I'm running for District 9 Supervisor. San Francisco is a marvelous city, full of diversity and culture. District 9 is an embodiment of this diversity. The mission showcases Latino culture with our murals, street vendors, and cuisine. Bernal Heights is a collage of aging hippies and charming young families. St. Mary's Park is a tight-knit neighborhood where most people know their neighbors and value a sense of community. Portla is a great mix of old natives and many new residents from around the world. All these District 9 neighborhoods exemplify what is great about San Francisco. And yet these neighborhoods are under economic stress. A shortage of housing and exorbitant rents dampen the mood. We need a two-pronged effort to address housing. First, let's provide rental assistance to service workers, working immigrant families, and the elderly until affordable housing becomes available. Second, homeowners could option to convert their homes to duplexes with the city providing zero permit fees. This should encourage more housing and promote small landlords that are anchored to their properties rather than corporate landlords that could care less about tenancy. The city's problem controlling crime is because policing is no longer seen as an honorable profession. Therefore, as a recruitment and retention tool, I propose a GI Bill style solution as an incentive to join the SFPD. An overlooked obligation is elder care. Many in our community are over 60 years old. I will fight to ensure that budgets are not cut to critical services for this vulnerable community. What is needed for San Francisco is a leadership that is not part of a political machine. District 9 needs leadership with a unique perspective that is not flighty and is here to stay. I'm that leadership. Vote for me. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Steven Torres, and for the last 20 years, I've been part of the District 9 community. I'm a community advocate, renter, nightlife worker, and journalist. I never thought I'd be a candidate for office. But over the last few years, I've seen too many of us working families and small businesses get forced out of the city we love, and I knew I had to stand up. I work closely with the residents as an entertainment commissioner. I served in the executive leadership of the Castro LGBTQ Cultural District and on the Harvey Milk LGBTQ Democratic Club and Drug Policy Alliance. During COVID, I advocated and implemented health and relief services for San Francisco residents. I know the challenges our families face because I've faced them too, and I'm dedicated to helping make District 9 stronger and solving the problems we face together. As your supervisor, I'll work to strengthen community safety through prevention, intervention, and stronger connections with our residents. I'll push to create and preserve housing that's affordable to working families and essential workers. I'll advocate for a compassionate and comprehensive response to homelessness. I'll lead the effort to plan for future climate crises through resiliency and mitigation, and I'll work to support the cultural fabric of District 9 by supporting small businesses, arts, and entertainment. Above all, I'll bring a community-centered approach to City Hall because the Mission, Bernal Heights, and the Portola are more than just names on a map. They are vibrant neighborhoods, neighborhoods whose residents' voices should be heard. I've been endorsed by the Harvey Milk LGBTQ Democratic Club, SF Bernie-crats, Rose Pack Democrats, former State Senator Mark Leno, Board of Supervisors President Aaron Peskin, Supervisor Hillary Ronan, and many more. You can learn more at steventorressf.com, and thank you for your time.
My name is Trevor Chandler. I am the San Francisco Democratic Party endorsed candidate, and I'm a renter in the Mission, a union member, internationally recognized LGBTQ civil rights activist, and most recently, I taught third grade at SFUSD. Now, I'm not running because San Francisco is broken. I'm running because City Hall is. My campaign has been laser focused on being serious about safety. I'm one of the only candidates who has consistently called for an accountable, responsive, and fully staffed SFPD. I know that we can deliver clean streets, strong schools, and safer neighborhoods while also standing up for our values. It simply takes pragmatic, reasonable, and competent leadership. And that's what I bring. I bring deep experience in bringing people together to fix tough issues. It's why Governor Newsom appointed me to the California State Board of Pharmacy, where I expanded worker protections and protected access to abortion and contraception. And it's why SFEMB and pro-housing champion Scott Wiener have endorsed me. It's time for change. And that's why, together with folks from across the political spectrum in D9 on what I call Team Reasonable, we're turning the page of a broken city hall status quo, and we're charting a new, fresh vision that prioritizes outcomes over the same stale ideological fights of the past. My name is Trevor Chandler. I'm running for D9 supervisor, and I would be honored to earn your vote.
My name is Jackie Fielder, and I'm running to represent District 9 to represent the Mission, Bernal Heights, Portola, and St. Mary's Park neighborhoods. I'm the proud granddaughter of Native American and Mexican grandparents and daughter of a single working mom. I've been in the Bay my whole adult life and a renter in the Mission for the better part of 8 years. I graduated from Stanford, where I got my bachelor's and master's degrees in public policy and sociology, and concentrated on economics and educational inequities in our schooling systems. I'm a climate advocate, everyday muni rider, former SF State educator, city commissioner, and co-founder of the San Francisco Public Bank Coalition. I helped pass the first law in the nation for San Francisco to move our public taxpayer dollars out of Wall Street banks and into a public bank to finance affordable housing, small businesses, and renewable energy. I think we face a choice in this city. Do we surrender to fear and go backwards to the failed policies of the past? Or do we choose the path of hope and research-driven progress? My campaign is about hope. My focus is to fight for effective investments in public safety, housing first for the homeless, treatment for mental health and addiction, ending public school student homelessness, building affordable and workforce housing, legal services for immigrants seeking asylum, and a public bank to lift up our neighborhoods. I've authored legislation advocating for immigrants' rights and post-pandemic economic recovery. As a city commissioner, I negotiated a deal to secure over $650,000 for several environmental studies, including battery storage, electrical vehicle charging, clean energy, and financing for a green bank. Our city has a long way to go to be not just a wealthy city, but a just city. And I hope you'll join me in being a part of the solution. Thank you.
Citizens, my name is H. Brown. I'm running for D9 supervisor, and I've got a storied history. I began in the Navy out of high school. I spent 6 years. I was an electronic countermeasures person. I earned 3 top secret clearances, worked all over the Western theater. I got out of the Navy and started working on playgrounds, working with kids, coaching, driving school buses, and this and that. From there, I went into firefighting. I was a firefighter for 5 years, and again, I went and got certification for firefighting. I got out of firefighting, and I became a teacher. I got a bachelor's degree in education from Clemson University and followed that up. They brought me back a couple of years later with a fellowship from Clemson. I have national certification I passed in social studies, English, and in special education. Locally, the political campaigns I've worked on are many, many, many. Locally, I worked with Matt Gonzalez in 2003. I was his propaganda minister, and I carried signs hundreds of miles, literally, for Campos, Boudin, and Kathy Porter. What you do when you enter the Board of Supervisors is you ask for a committee. The committee I'm acting for is school, the BOS SFUSD, because I created a program at Patrol Hill of monitors which made the whole school safe, and I'd like to repeat it for the entire school district. Thank you for your time. Have a good day, and it's warm in San Francisco.
My name is Julian Bermudez, and I'm running for District 9 Supervisor. I'm a mission-born, raised kid, doing what it feels like the impossible to bring about change in my neighborhood. Growing up Rancho Grande Appliance, my family's small business taught me the value of hard work and selflessness, and I want to bring my hard work and passion to San Francisco politics. I've always been politically engaged, and I became frustrated after constantly arguing with people online advocating for our great city. So I've decided to go for it and run. I really had no idea what I was in for. In addition, my rivals are unaware of how much I'm willing to do for my neighborhoods. This isn't just a job for me. It is the beginning of the transformation our city has been demanding. I wake up with the weight of my community on my shoulders, where our current politicians see us as numbers and statistics. I'm running to spark the change we need in San Francisco. Here are a few ideas for my platform for housing and street cleanliness. I believe that the high cost of living is the most pressing issue for our local economy because our residents do not have the funds to spend on our local shops and places to eat. My resolutions for this problem is to pass rent control to lower the hyperinflation of our rental market, to change our property tax to a land use tax, to incentivize developers to build necessary buildings for our community, and push a vacancy tax on both commercial and residential units to stop rent fishing. In street cleanliness, despite having one of the highest GDP per capita, only few streets reflect this while others are entirely ignored. The issue we have with maintaining our streets stem from the lack of convenient locations for trash disposal and restroom use. What are my resolutions for this problem? Expand San Francisco's pit stop program, add more garbage containers across the city, and provide tax deductions and incentives for businesses and residents who maintain clean streets on an ongoing basis. Thank you for your time and consideration.